This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
I want to talk to you about our mission as individuals and our mission as spiritual people. Now, we know our own life's experiences that to be educated and to understand things is vitally important and helpful. We know that as children, everyone is very inquisitive. I mean, parents often joke about that phase of the childhood when it's questions. Why? How come? What's this? Why? Where did that come from? Who makes this? What does that do? Why? The hungry mind of the youth is constantly putting forward so many different things to inquire. And similarly, most nations of the world now, it's required that you get an education. Of course, that varies quite significantly from time to time and place to place. But generally speaking, the basics are there. What is health and take care of yourself and body? The reading and mathematics, understanding of your environment or geography, a variety of basic things that form a platform of knowledge. And as we go through life, it becomes, in many cases, broadened out, and in some cases, specifically for my career. So we then have categories of knowledge, categories of education. Some education has to do with, I have a problem, I have a physical or health problem, and one educates himself about that problem. Well, I shouldn't do this, and I can do that, and I must take care of myself, or this, that, or the other thing. Similarly, one is focusing on, I'm specializing in electrical engineering, not just engineering, but electrical, actually electronic engineering. And this is true of art, this is true of engineering, this is true of many of the basic talents and skills that we have. And the person becomes focused and they learn every intricacy, every detail, every aspect that's important to that particular vocation. And then there is the general side of things. Person who wants to know, well, how do they wire a house? How do you make a three-layer cake? How do you trim a horse's feet? How do you survive in a serious climate? All sorts of broader context information that isn't your vocation, but it's information that you believe to know that information gives you a clearer understanding, a broader perspective, a fuller life. You experience life more fully because you are able to understand the multi-levels. This is another thing that happens in life. As we learn about a subject, we become educated about it, and later on we revisit that subject, and we find a second or a third or more level of detail or information or intricacy of that subject that we didn't know in our original pass through. And sometimes we'll revisit a subject several times and become more and more and more informed through different stages of our lives. Similarly, we find that disinformation is now a big problem in our human society, where information and disinformation are mixed because the author has some ulterior motive. Usually it's to sell you something. Or convince you you need something, or to keep you from knowing something. And so we have to try to separate the truth from the deception. And this is another type of education. There are even things that are teach you how to read body language, how to tell if someone is lying, how to tell if someone is in pain, how to read the different levels of conscious awareness, how to read the person's emotions. And these are very subtle sciences, but science nonetheless. And there are many, many different levels that form what we know as education. Now, from the Vedic literature point of view, education is in two specific categories. The first category is what we're talking about right now, and that is the information about the workings and the structure and interactions of this material manifestation. whether it's studying the planets and the stars and the comets, or whether it's studying the microbes and the nanodes, etc., in the biological minute world. All of it is in the material manifestation and is relative to the interactions of nature, matter, and the living entities as the area created for the living entities to experience desires. Then the Vedic literature crosses to the next level of knowledge, and that knowledge is relative to you, the eternal spiritual being, and what is right action and right deed, what is right focus, what is your predicament in the material world, what is your predicament in the spiritual world, and how does one get from one to the other? What type of activities should one or should one not do? Spiritual activities, those activities in relationship of you as a living person, living being, with all the other living beings, and those activities relative to you and the supreme eternal spiritual being, the supreme personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. So these are called spiritual or transcendental to the material activities, and then the category is material activities. So what we have is most people are educated in the material things and not educated in the spiritual things. We know there's varieties and variegatedness of information that's available about any material subject. There are people that know about computers. I can log on. I can search this. I can write, type this, that, the other thing. I can make out spreadsheets. And then there are other people that go, we build hard drives and we actually take care of the gigabytes, the memory, how it's logged, how it's categorized, how it's stored, how it's retrieved. You go, whoa, that's another level. So this is true of almost all aspects of material knowledge. It's multi-layered and has quite a few different aspects to it. And you have to be careful about saying, well, I know all about this. Because you suddenly become aware of another level completely new to you, and you go, oh, I didn't know all about it, actually, did I? Well, the same thing is true when it comes to spiritual knowledge. There are different beliefs that are expressed in different writings and scriptures, and they give you the concept that God is superior to man, and they give you the concept that God is superior to the manifestation, and yet that's about where it stops. It's to give you a perspective of where you're at and where you're located, what your facilities, capabilities are. And that's about that, all of it. And there are people who, from a spiritual point of view, say, that's enough for me. I understand it. I'm fine with that. That's enough for me. And then there is the higher platforms, because spiritual knowledge is multi-tiered, just like material knowledge. Well, one has to understand his duty and his responsibility from a spiritual point of view and what his relationship with the Supreme Lord is. And he has to understand the Lord is in the transcendental spiritual world, and what is he doing there? What are all the living entities in the spiritual world engaged in? And it's a much higher thing. And the relationship of the living entity, you or I, to God, moves from accepting that God exists to recognizing, my goodness, he is fathomably, awesomely great. And he's due all respect and acknowledgement for his unlimited capacities and kindness. And then it goes higher yet to another platform where it's talking about the activities of the Lord and the loving exchange that one can develop. He can raise up to a platform that he is so aware of the Lord and his attitude, his actions, his desires, his perspectives, that he actually enters into encouraging, helping, supporting the Lord's plan, the Lord's wishes. Just like we are living entities who have desires, similarly, the Lord is a person who has desires. And if he wants to do something, he often enrolls the help of the living entities. He doesn't need anybody's help. But it's an opportunity for him to exchange and interact with the living entities and uplift them with service. And that interaction enlivens us living entities to happiness. We are involved at the highest work. We are assisting the Lord, the summum bonum supreme personality, because he's requested it. And we become empowered. We become important for that task. And it's another level. It becomes love and devotion. And that's above awareness of God. And that's above the greatness of God and the multi-talentedness of God. This is up to a love and devotion. You care so much about the Lord's feelings, wishes, desires, etc., and you're engaged all the time in supporting them. You care about him, and he shows his care and gratitude for your service, so much so that you are absolutely swept off your feet with gratitude. And this develops love between the two of you, a love between a servant and a master, love between a child and a parent, love between friends, love between lovers, love between partners, a variety of loving methods, of loving perspectives between you or I and many other living beings to the Lord directly. That everyone has the opportunity to have a personal relationship with the Lord in one of these different types of relationships that suits you. It's what you're naturally attracted to. And the Lord wants you to be in your natural condition, and that natural condition includes having an exchange and loving relationship. So we have to have a program of education that elevates us from the concept that there is a God up to the platform of knowing the situation so well we derive immense pleasure and happiness by engaging in his service. Now, this program is delineated in the Vedic wisdom. The Vedic knowledge, that's what it is for. Srila Prabhupada was once asked, and what is the source of your, or age of your Vedic knowledge? And Srila Prabhupada said, it is eternal. When the material manifestation occurs by the Lord's will, so does Vedic wisdom. It occurs at the same time. He used the example, just like any material object, we were talking earlier about a microphone, right? And here's the Prabhupada mentioned that too. When the microphone is manufactured, there's instructions and information that comes with it. Anything material, there is that's created, so is the information and instructions, how to use it, how it's to be employed. Similarly, we living entities, we're separated parts and parcels of God, and we're given material existence. And in material existence, Vedic knowledge explains everything to you. The Vedic knowledge comes with the manifestation. It comes with us. It's here when we get here. Many living entities have taken birth and died, and the Vedic literature was here before they got here, and it was here after they left. It comes with the creation, just like the instructions comes with the microphone, even though many people will use it in its life. So this is our situation. We have a great repository of knowledge in the Vedic literature that is available to us if we evolve ourselves, if we elevate our understanding, if we inquire beyond the material basic conceptions of life and beyond the primary concepts that God is great, or that God is the supreme person, or that we should care about God or worship or fear God. Above that stuff comes the interactions of exchanging activities of love and service, to where it becomes fulfilling, totally uplifting and fulfilling for the living entity to live in the service of the Lord. Whether he's in the material world or he's in the spiritual world, he's engaged on the transcendental platform in activities that are of the Lord's design and are totally and fully beneficial to the living entity's conscious development. The Vedic knowledge is here for every one of us to get to read the manual of life as we live it. Early as your life you can read it, the better off you're going to be in the latter part. Just like the microphone, if you don't know how to use it, you may get away with using it, but you won't actually get out of it its potential. But if you read the information that comes with the microphone, you can use it to the best service, and it reproduces the sound absolutely excellently. Similarly, this human form of life is the greatest opportunity, and you should read the Vedic literature as soon as you're mature enough to understand it. You know how to read and write, you know? And you read the Vedic literature, you inquire from the spiritual master, accept spiritual master's instructions to realize the knowledge in the Vedic wisdom. And as you realize that knowledge, you become more and more and more elevated and more qualified to understand and to engage in service that pleases the Lord. Pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead by your independent free will is the highest consciousness. That gets you where you're going. You learn all about the Lord, His activities, His beautiful smile, how He appears, how He acts, what He does, what He prefers, who's hanging out with Him, who are His associates, what are their daily actions, what type of situation do they accept, what type do they reject, what is going on in the spiritual world, what is play, what is fun. How does the manifestation appear? It could be multitudes of varieties, because we see multitudes of varieties in just this material manifestation, let alone whatever is possible in the spiritual manifestation. And the Vedic knowledge gives you all the way to the topmost level of understanding that the Lord is the most beautiful, bluish-tinted person, and He prefers to appear as a youth, a young 16, 20-year-old person. And He's interacting and enjoying and playing with a village full of people over and over, all over the place. Hundreds of millions of people engaged in His service. And He's satisfying all of them by His omnipotency. Everyone is blissfully engaged and enjoying. This is what's awaiting everyone in the spiritual world. The spiritual world is always expanding, such that it's accepting broader and broader and broader forms of pastimes that the Lord is engaged with more living entities like you and I. We get out of this material world not to go into a void, not to die, not to go black, but to return to the spiritual world and be engaged in one of these relationships we were discussing, in a rightful relationship, and the Lord is happy to manifest right in front of your face, right by your side, beautifully smiling, amazingly, enchantingly encouraging you, willing to enjoy with you, play and interact to your full satisfaction. So this is the highest stuff. And it's available in the Vedic literature in the material world. The Lord performs activities in the material world. He performs pastimes that are written in the Vedic literature so that you get a chance to witness it. You get a chance to experience it. Everybody knows you can read a book and you're transported to the scene of the book. You can be thrown into a snow on a glacier. You can be put into the sands of a Pacific island. You can be wandering here or there. You can be in an immense situation, a crowded city. You're transported by the knowledge that comes through literature into your mind. Similarly, the Vedic literature transforms you when it delivers to you that understanding and involvement of what is really going on in the spiritual world. What is direct association with the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna really like? And all of the information you can imagine is available to you. This is the mercy of the spiritual master. This is the mercy of the Vedic literature. The Vedic literature is there for all the answers, all of the expressions that you need. And the spiritual master protects that Vedic knowledge and explains it to you. Obviously, it's very involved. Obviously, it's very large amount of information. And the spiritual master, a chain of spiritual masters, protects the Vedic knowledge and delivers that Vedic wisdom to everyone who inquires for it. You don't have to pay anything. You don't have to come to some certain level or not level as a prerequisite. You have to simply inquire. In this particular age, since people are so distracted, the method of inquiry starts with hearing. You hear something about the Vedic literature. You hear the Lord's holy name. The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is a great mantra for deliverance, which constitutes the Lord's name. And the Lord's name entering into the ear of the body touches the living entity, touches your heart, and purifies you. And the desire to understand things in proper perspective starts to grow. With more chanting, you become more purified. With inquiry to the spiritual master, you become more intelligent. With reading the Vedic literature, you become aware. And the combination produces realization. You understand who you eternally are. And you understand your duty as a servant of God. And you understand you can achieve perfection in this very life. The mercy of the spiritual master, the mercy in the Vedic literature, the mercy of the Lord in your heart combine. And it's an unbeatable combination. He who inquires sincerely is given the fullest level of achievement. And this is the Vedic knowledge. This is returning home back to Godhead, full of bliss, full of knowledge, full of service and happiness, in the spiritual association with the Eternal Supreme Lord. So this is not something common. This is not something material. This is not something to be neglected. The importance of the Vedic literature, the importance of becoming a realized soul, the importance of engaging in your true occupational duties can't be overstressed. We are here on this program simply trying to encourage you. Don't just waste your time in material activities. Don't make it that you never stop this material stuff and distractions and actually focus on who are you? What is your duty and responsibility? This is the potential in the Vedic literature to wake you from the distractions of material existence and bring you to that platform where you see things in proper perspective and you engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord under the directions of the bona fide spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He gives you instructions and guidance, a very merciful person simply trying to assist and aid to educate all of the living entities how to raise themselves to that highest platform. So please seek out Bhagavad Gita as it is on the internet, at the local store, at the library. Find one of Srila Prabhupada's books and read that book and understand in proper perspective. Associate with Srila Prabhupada's disciples and learn the Vedic knowledge and lift yourself to that highest platform of education. Way above the material reading and writing, way above the concept, yes, God is great, all the way to the platform of your eternal occupational duty in the service and association of the Lord with His confidential associates. This is where we're supposed to be. This is what we're created for, to exchange loving service and devotion with the Lord in the spiritual world and even from the material world. So we have to use our independent free will because the Lord never forces one to do anything. You have to use your free will and put down your phone and step back from your computer and think about what's really going to help you lift your consciousness. The Lord and the great saints and sages have already thought that through, and they've created the Vedic literature in just the terminology you need so it can help uplift you. And the chain of spiritual masters, unbroken chain, is bringing that Vedic knowledge to you, unadulterated, so that you get the clearest understanding and can employ it in your life and fully uplift yourself. So take this opportunity. It is what real education is. The education of the living entity's eternal position in service of the Lord. Join us on our program again next week, and we'll be giving you as much information as we can just to encourage you to become spiritually conscious.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.